You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I am Lisa Berry, and I'm very excited about something going on in our community right now. And to fill us in and explain what that's all about is Joe L. Adley, a graduate student at the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Michigan. Joe, tell me how this all began. A farmer was out digging up in his field and discovered something?
Yeah, he was digging tile lines out in his field for drainage, and they ran into some bone with their excavator and were able to identify it as something interesting and called us up here, and we came out to the site to see what they had.
Now, where exactly is the site?
The site's out in Chelsea, Michigan, in a bit of a farmland off of Style Church.
So a farmer's out there, and he finds what was the first bone he discovered?
The first bones that he found were pieces of the pelvis of this mammoth and some of the shoulder and some of the backbone. So actually, he pulled out quite a bit that first day.
When I heard the story that digging up a woolly mammoth bone in near Chelsea, I thought it was a prank. This is really actually happening, right?
It is really happening, yeah. And it's actually not quite as uncommon as it sounds. We actually find quite a bit of elephant relative type material, usually mastodons, but this time being a mammoth.
What would a woolly mammoth look like when it was alive?
Okay, well, you can imagine something like a big elephant, like we have today, with big, long, curved tusks and lots of fur on it. So they're actually are true elephants themselves.
And how much would they weigh?
This one, probably being a big male adult mammoth, would be about 6 to 7 tons. So quite large.
So how much of it have you unearthed?
We uncovered a fairly large percentage of it. A lot of the backbone, the vertebrae, a lot of ribs. We had the skull, both tusks and a lower jaw, the kneecap, and the shoulder blades. So a large portion, we're missing the limbs, the hands and the feet, essentially.
So why do you think this woolly mammoth got buried in this field in Chelsea in the first place?
So the deposits that were at the site were what we call a marl. It's a limestone mud that we associate with ponds. And so this animal was probably, we think, butchered by ancient humans and then left in this pond so that over winter they could collect the meat and use it to eat and get them through winter times. And sometimes these bones get left behind or the meat spoils in the spring and summertime, and they just leave them behind in the pond. And that's how they get left behind for us to find.
And I haven't even gotten to the good question. How many years do you think this has been buried there?
Fairly long time. We think the animal's between 10,000 and 15,000 years old. There's actually a pretty good window that we can guess at, because about 10,000 years ago is when these animals went extinct in North America, and by about 15,000 years, we have the glaciers on top of this area in Michigan. So it gives us actually a fairly narrow window when this animal could have been alive.
So are you done at the scene?
We are done with the scene for now. It was actually quite a bit of a rush. We had to get the whole animal out of there in one day because the farmer had to get ready to plant some crop or reap his crops as soon as possible.
And what will you do with the bones?
We're not sure yet. We're working with the landowner to try to figure out what the next step will be. Ideally, we'd like to study the site more and the bones, and we'd like to do some analyses of its tusks and its teeth to try to figure out more about the animal's life and figure out really what happened to this animal and how it got there.
How exciting. Thank you so much for joining us, Joe L. Adley, a grad student at the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences at University of Michigan.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.